Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Wow, what a busy day already here at Tackle Day with lots of great deals and so many great people here coming around, right?
Yeah, Ricky? Totally. That's the most fun about the day. It's a great day, lots of fun, great energy. So far, the weather's great.
Yeah,
we're having a good time. It's a lot of fun. And we want to have you come down and join us. We're live here at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's the best spot to come and hang out and have some fun with us. And boy, if you want to give us a call, we want to hear from you this morning. 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup. You can always send us a text. Lots of great text questions coming through. We're going to get to some of those here in the second hour. And step up to the microphone. That's the best way to do it on a live show today. Just see Gary, see Tommy P. Let them know you'd like to ask a question. And one lucky person that steps up to the mic today is going to go home with a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Yes,
a great
indeed.
Opportunity. It's the local kind. Pete's favorite. The one he's wearing right now. Soft black and blue-gray frame, that blue Hawaii Maui Jim lens, and that great super thin Maui glass. It's a great prize.
Super lightweight frame, and super, of course, you get the lightweight glass. You can't beat the Maui Jim.
No doubt about it.
For sure. Hey, time for the catch report, Rick.
You got it. Today, our FishDope.com report, sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sport fishermen looking for a better way to get on these finicky tuna. Make your seamless top shots down to 40-pound fluorocarbon with the Sato Crimp system. It's easy, cost-effective, effective, and big fish proven. It's all about bait presentation, and the Sato Crimp system will give you a seamless and easy connection. The Sato Crimps, you can get them while selected. You can get them at all kinds of selected tackle stores, like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin, and you could come in today to Tackle Days and pick up Sato Crimps on sale.
On sale.
Just about never happens.
Yeah. On sale.
Here and Fred Hall. That's it.
Yeah. So you can get a Sato Crimp kit, a Sato Crimps, everything associated with it on sale here
you
at Tackle
Days. Yep. Fill in crimps, glue, whatever you need.
Can't beat that deal.
No doubt about
it. All right,
it.
Our private boater buddy, FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Doug. So, get this. At the start of your show, Ricky is doing the intro. And we've got, you don't have it down there, but we got some heavy showers rolling through up here. So I'm looking out the window. This heavy shower's going by. Sun's still shining, though. And here's this beautiful rainbow curving down towards your way. I think that sail day is definitely going to be the pot of gold in the rainbow.
Blue skies right here all the way.
I like your style.
Yeah. No, it was classic. But like I mentioned in last week's report, guys, the weather would be nice till Thursday night, which indeed it was. Sure changed last night, though. Tanner Bowie was up like 15 feet. Gusting 62 at Santa Barbara Island.
Not
a good thing.
Wow.
Ugly. Yeah, and it's cold wind, too. This one will have some effects. But prior to that little breeze there at Catalina, so on Monday it was a beautiful day, and I got to tell you, I was very disgusted with my island, Catalina. John and I had been planning to run over there. We had it all planned out. We're going to get over there early, catch a limit of reds, then run back to the swordfish grounds and do some deep drifting. And, man, those cod threw us a curve. They were absolutely not biting until about noon. I don't know what got into them there. It was just like flipping a switch. About noontime, we got our limit of cod, but no time for sword fishing by the time we got that done. But lots of bonito over there at that island still. Just everywhere around the island. It's amazing. But a lot less yellows this week, and after this little breeze, it might take a little time to recover there. So we'll see what happens. And then outside for this weather, that's just tonnage of bluefin on the banks out there. Cortez and Tanner, like you guys have been talking, that big fish parade just kept right on rolling. Mostly the daytime fish were on some form of flying fish, whether live or artificial. And that flat fall type jig of various types, you know, there's a bunch of them now, but that flat fall type jig on heavy gear for the nighttime fish was just just amazingly effective. Some incredible night bites again. And then for you guys into that deep dropping for swordfish, it's a good thing because a lot of that fish is swimming around at 1,000 feet and pretty immune to what's happening on the surface right now. So it's this past week here was really pretty good, and I don't think they're going to be a whole lot affected. But, guys, with the weather going on here, I think it's perfect day to go check out that sale day.
Yeah, there you go. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny, Jeff, and the boys have had great information for you, both locally and on that offshore stuff. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And you guys have a good day down there, man. I think it's going to be a blast for you. Which
thanks,
I was
Mark.
There.
See you, Mark.
Appreciate that very much. All right. And while we're standing by for Marcos at Seaforth, we have a special guest, Bill Cavanaugh. Good morning.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Good to see you, buddy.
Great. From the Intrepid, and you're not on the boat.
No, I got Captain Sam Moore at the helm. He's having a really good trip, and I'm hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, that's great. And you're going to be doing a seminar today.
Yeah, I have a seminar scheduled this morning at 9:30. We're going to be talking about this bluefin fishery and how amazing that is.
Yeah, and tell us, how amazing is it?
It's pretty awesome. I was just thinking about it. A few years ago when that stuff started showing up outside of Clemente, you know, there were some 120, 140, every now and then you get a 160 pounder. We're like, man, this is so awesome. And that was like 3-4 years ago. You go out there and catch 5 or 6 fish over 100 pounds to top off an 8-day trip, and you're stoked.
Yeah.
And every year that fish has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
It really has.
Sam and I were talking about, like, wow, who's going to be the first one to catch a 200 pounder? Then it was going to be, who's going to be the first one to catch a 3? And I think there's been, what, 4 fish over 4 now?
Over from 4?
Private boaters. I know a commercial guy got one, and a few other private boaters got
crazy.
Some.
You know, the number of big 300 pound, you know, a 360 is now a common, you know, a semi-common thing. You know, I mean, like, oh, we got another. It's not like these are 305 pounds. I mean, they're just giant ones. Like,
they're monsters. Every year they're getting bigger. So
crazy.
Who's to see?
Could get bigger than that.
Exactly. It's
500.
Be very interesting to see what happens here the next couple
of
years.
So it shows you how spoiled we are now. I was talking to my buddy Steve Pinard from Dana Landing yesterday. He ran out to the bank on Thursday, and I called him up yesterday. I said, "How'd you do?" He goes, "Oh, no, we did all right. We caught two. We had two okay ones. We got one that was like 170, and one that was like 190." I was like, "Wow, come on, really?"
We're definitely jaded. We're doing the same thing. We're throwing 140 pounders on the boat and going and poo pooing them. And like, okay, let's get the kite bait out again. Let's go get a big one.
Yeah, you're still up. Don't
crazy,
worry about it.
Huh?
Let's get you a big one.
And we're only 90 miles from San Diego.
So cool.
So how big is the biggest one on the Intrepid so far this year?
We haven't gotten a big one. I kind of have a super cow complex right now.
A super cow complex.
We have.
Well, have you had a 200 pounder?
Yeah, we got a bunch. We got a bunch.
That's
of those.
A big one.
Yeah.
Last year we had 7 super cows on the Intrepid, and you know I'm like, okay, well, cool. We're going to get more than that next year. We haven't had that opportunity yet. We've had a number of 200 pounders, but we haven't had a super cow yet.
So if you call a super cow over 300, what do you call one over 400?
I was thinking, I don't know. I'm sure someone's going to come up with a name for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really pretty.
Somebody said it'd be a heifer.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
But yeah, I as long as this water cycle continues, which I don't foresee it ending, I would imagine we're going to see quite a few over 400 pounds next year.
That's so cool.
Will this big blow that you heard, Mark, 60 miles an hour at Santa Barbara, is this going to affect the fishing out on the bank?
It all depends on the water.
Yeah.
If that water stays established, I think it's going to be business as usual like we've been seeing it. And if it's significant enough to where it just rolls that over, that fish might go somewhere else.
Yeah. All right.
But it doesn't seem like it goes away. Like, we were catching that fish in the winter last year.
Yes.
We were catching that fish. I'm trying to think, what was it? It moved down the coast, but we were still catching that fish late December.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's been really fun.
And so, on your seminar, now the seminar is going to be at 9:15 on the East Stage, which is a stage right over here on the Pizza Nova side, I guess.
There you go. That's what
it is. Right. And by the way, talked to Charlie yesterday. Do not park in the Pizza Nova.
No, don't do that.
The Western Towing guy will be there.
He'll be standing
so
by.
So do not park at the Pizza Nova lot. I'm just going to say it once, maybe twice. Do not park at the Pizza Nova, because they will tell you.
Yeah,
I know for
but
fact.
They are big partners of ours, and we're very generous. There are a lot of Pizza Nova gift cards.
Yes.
And our friends
oh,
are all
really?
Okay. Today. Yeah,
all
so
right.
they hooked us up.
Cool.
Yeah,
all
good
right.
job to Charlie and John.
So what are you going to talk about in your seminar, Captain Bill?
I'm going to kind of talk about the history of where we are with this fishery right now. I mean, it's, you know, not too, it doesn't seem like it was all that long ago, but we weren't really able to catch that bluefin all that well on our sport boats out of San Diego, I think because of the extensive commercial pressure that fish had on them for quite a few years. And that fishery has been regulated to the point where, you know, that fish is accessible for us now. And I think that's a contributing factor of why we are where we are here today, as well as water conditions. So water conditions are good for that fish to hang out. It's good for that fish to get bigger. And, you know, that commercial fishery is regulated. They have a quota that they have to maintain. Mm-hmm. Last year they met their quota in January.
Right.
Yeah.
The year before they met their quota, I believe, in March.
Right.
So they're super efficient. I think that is testament to that fishery is just getting stronger.
Yeah.
Because they're able to get that quota sooner. Yeah. And it's regulated to the point where that fish is not harassed so much to the point where we can't catch anymore. Because that's kind of where the state of things were, 10, 12, 15 years ago. We were seeing that fish, but we couldn't really do anything with it because it was getting harassed by the commercial
sure.
pressure.
You approach it goes down, it busts out, it's just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, the amount of stuff that has to, you know, go on for that a commercial tuna seiner to catch that fish, it really messes. So even if they miss that school of fish, it's been harassed and it's all skittish now, so that when we roll up on it throwing a little bit of sardine over the side, it doesn't respond to us because it's all skittish.
Yeah.
But now it's regulated. It's regulated. It doesn't have that pressure, and the water conditions are such that fish is happy and hanging out and getting bigger every year.
Yeah, fantastic. So we talk a lot about that, how to catch them, how to target them.
And then I'm going
to
talk about all the tackling techniques.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Like, I'm thinking back. We had a night bite a couple trips ago, and that's so much fun when you get on a school in the dark that wants to hang with the boat, and you can catch them on a night bite. There's nothing like it.
Now, is that straight to flat fall style fishing on
a
night bite?
It's flat fall, and it's nose hook sinker rig.
Nose hook
sardine. Nose hook sardine sinker rig, yeah.
Wow.
And the cool thing about it is you're able to fish unlimited gear, so you're fishing straight 130. And
really?
Yeah.
How big a sinker if you're fishing a sardine on 130?
I like fishing a 16-ouncer.
Ooh!
I 16-ouncer. I got a 3-0 or a 4-0 ringed circle hook. I nose hook my sardine. I drop it down. With this one night bite in question, I'm trying to think what we had. We had a lot of bluefin that night. I think we had our trip limits in one night in about an hour and a half. They were just biting. And the savvy guys with the flat falls were like almost every single drop. But there was a couple guys that were new to it, and they weren't getting bites. So I had this one guy that he was from. He's from Montana. It was his second trip out with us, and I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? How many you got? He's like, I haven't gotten a bite yet. I'm like, I thought about it real quick. I'm like, go get me a sinker. Give me a 16-ounce sinker. Get me a circle hook. We got him rigged up real quick. In the melee of everything that was going on, I went over and nose hooked a sardine for him. I dropped it down to about 200. At about the 200-foot mark, it just stopped. Put it in gear. I'm like, here you go. He's like, whoa.
Yeah,
I'm
on.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. You didn't hit the bottom. You're
cool.
On.
Exactly. And
that's
then
cool.
He got another one right away, so he got his daily limit in two drops. It was pretty awesome.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
So fun. Well, stand by, Bill, because we're going to go over to C4 Sport Fishing, talk to our buddy Marcos, continuing our catch report. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey,
what's
doing
up,
great. It's a beautiful morning here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
I hope so, because it's not a beautiful day out on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you want to be here, not on the water today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, visit over there, look at the tackle, and then come by it from the tackle shop with the best service over here at C4.
I'm sure it's packed over there today.
Oh yeah, I wasn't napping and almost forgot to call you.
So anyway, so before the storm hit, what happened?
About the same as last time I talked to you guys. A lot of big bluefin rolling in. I know we weighed up when Apollo returned from a trip, and they had one over 300, two about 250, one at 200, and a good dozen or so in that 100 to, you know, 190 range. Tribute had a 187 come in a couple days ago, 182. Pacifica returned with six fish between 150 and 190. out of the 52 fish they caught on their two-day trip there. So about what we've been seeing, just spectacular bluefin fishing. And, again, it's almost the middle of November here, so very good fishing there. San Diego still fishing offshore on those full-day trips. The last trip they ran there, 97 yellowfin, 15 dorado, 80 skipjack, and 48 yellowtail for 34 guys.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Wow.
And again, it's, I think we've all just warped people's expectations because, you know, it's like, what, they didn't catch limits? Like, come on, man, it's in the middle of November on a full-day trip, yeah. So it's hard to beat that. Very good fishing. Those half-day trips still getting out there, good rock fishing on the bottom. So occasional bonito, yellowtail, maybe a little bit of bass, but that's definitely tailing off a bit here. So we'll be right back at it once the weather clears up, kind of settles down a bit, get you guys back out there. We're still booking trips through the month here. The San Diego's actually sold out through the middle of the month. So
wow.
I know you guys still want to go fishing. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half-day trips, the full-day trips. And we still have a lot of those day and a half running. The Aztec's running some 3 days in there. I think they've got some on a two-day coming up. So lots of options for you. And, you know, definitely bring your new gear. The gear you're going to buy at Tackle Days right now, just get it set up and come out fishing and catch some fish.
Good call, Marco. Sounds like some awesome fishing. We'll let this little weather pass, and we'll be right back at it. Appreciate it. Great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right.
All right.
That wraps up our catch report.
You got it, man. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook has been a go-to hook this season for tuna. From the Nautilus Light, the Standard Nautilus, or that Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has got you covered. Pick the right size, ringed or non-ringed, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. And stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks today at Tackle Days or at all the great selected tackle.
Buy two, get one free, right?
You got it, buddy.
Is that right?
Buy two, get one free across the board, any style, any size, any with Gamakatsu. Spend $25 and get a killer Gamakatsu hook box for free. And again, take your receipt for any Gamakatsu purchase to their booth, and you'll get entered into a raffle. We'll be raffling off one of those new G7000 Gamakatsu tackle boxes
every hour
today.
Wow, fantastic. Eric from Ridgecrest, are you still hanging around? Eric? All right, how about Eddie? Is Eddie Means around?
I think Eddie's inside
probably
the
in line.
Yeah. Inside getting.
And then, how about John from Los Alamitos? He's
here.
All right, John's here. Good morning. Thanks, John.
John got his purchase out of the way.
The doors are open. The lines are long, and people are ready to go buy stuff for sure.
Good morning, gentlemen. Too loud.
No, you're good.
I found that pot of gold inside Fisherman's Landing.
Okay, good.
My birthday's coming up, and my lovely wife let me buy a reel, so it's such an awesome gift for a birthday present, and I just wanted to thank you guys for having the show every year.
Oh, that's awesome, man. It's our pleasure, John. I'm glad you were able to score a great deal, man. We really like it. The boys put a lot of work into today, and it's just kind of a big hookup for all of our customers, and it's our favorite one. We kind of drop our guard on all the deals for the year, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, indeed. Chuck from Long Beach is here. Chuck, you still hanging around? A lot of guys are in line, so we're just going to kind of run through here. How about Mark and Santee? Is he hanging around? There's Mark. He's brought his dog with him. All right,
hey, Mark.
Thanks for coming down to Tackle Bay.
You didn't mention anything about the casting contest.
We didn't talk about that.
We haven't got there yet. No, the casting contest for sure is happening. It's run by our friends at the San Diego Anglers. Debbie and crew run the casting contest for us. It for sure is happening. It's totally free. And we have a bunch of Tranks and Terramar combos with Salus 7X surface irons. You basically go see the guys at the San Diego Anglers booth right at the top of the dock. Sign up for the casting contest. You'll get three casts. Your first is a practice, which does not count, but it'll allow the flagger to kind of get in the area that you will be. The next two casts are measured with a laser range finder and one of our flaggers along parallel to the dock. The longest cast of the day will win a $500 Shimano reel, Tranks 500, or your choice of anything. Could be Italica. So you get a $500 Shimano reel for the first place. It's, again, totally free. If you make your two casts and you know you could have done better, if you're getting ribbed by your buddy and you know you got a better distance in you, you can re-enter the casting contest with a $10 donation to Friends of Rollo. You just got to jump to the back of the line, wait your turn again, and you can do that up to two times. So it's a lot of fun. It's a really cool event, and the smack talk and lying about your buddy backlashing or not casting as far as you is always the best of it. And the only thing Debbie asks is that we got to get the last person has to be in line by 1 o'clock.
All right, cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming down to Tackle Day. I appreciate that. Hey, our buddy John Christensen over at Point Loma Seafood heard us talking about parking at Pizza Nova. Of course, they will tow. So will Point Loma Seafood.
He's backing you up.
He said that they monitor their parking lot, and they allow their customers to park for 1 hour. All right? If you park longer than that, they will tow you.
With that said, let us talk about, though, the fact that there is still parking. The lot that's inside the landing is going to be full. There's still some spots right now, but it will get full. But there is a lot of options when you're parking down here, including the 72-hour lot that is in front of Pizza Nova, the little strip lot that you'll see there. And honestly, the easiest parking is in the Westies lot. It's less than one block from the landing. It's in between the Best Western and the Holiday Inn. It's totally free.
Easy.
It's literally across the street and less than one block away. That's where I'd be parking if I were coming there.
And I guess it's a blessing or not, but the fact that a lot of the boats canceled tonight because of the weather, it frees up a lot of parking.
When I pulled in this morning, there were a ton of spaces inside.
Way more than normally right now.
No doubt.
Again, Point Loma Seafood's a great place to go have lunch, dinner, go grab something fresh over there at Point Loma Seafood's, and you can park there for 1 hour. So you can make a quick shopping trip there and here, but 1 hour after that, they will tow. Hey, tell us about your boat, Bill, Captain Bill.
The Intrepid. It's a 116-foot steel long-range boat. We do trips anywhere from a day and a half up to 16 days in length. It's fully appointed with air-conditioned sleeping accommodations, stateroom accommodations with closets and storage for your clothing. It's got a beautiful salon that's comfortably seats everyone on board for meals. The meals on our boat are pretty astounding, I'd have to say. I've been doing this long-range industry thing for quite some time, and I've seen some really good cooks. The cooks we have on the Intrepid right now, led by Chef Brian Torres, is just phenomenal. Like, he's doing meals on a 10-day trip, and everyone's blown away on night one because he does, like, the best prime rib you've ever had in your life. So night one, we have table linens, prime rib coming out. Everyone's just like, wow, that's incredible. And then the subsequent meals, day 2, 4, 7, 8, just get better and better. He just blows everyone away.
That's cool.
The meals are awesome. The accommodations are great. We have a very large live bait capacity. We hold 800 scoops of sardine,
That's a lot of sardines.
Yeah, think about that for a minute.
We hold three.
We hold three. We very, very, very seldom have a problem with bait, unless we're getting into extremely hot water and all that bait dies, but that's very seldom. Extremely large fish hold capacity. We're doing RSW, and we have the capacity to hold a tremendous amount of fish. And it's a big, beautiful, comfortable boat, and we got the Wi-Fi, and we got all the amenities that you'd want on a long-range boat.
That's cool, awesome. Bill. And when are you back on the boat?
I leave on Tuesday on a 14-day trip.
A 14-day?
Oh, wow. Yeah, very much looking forward to it.
What's the plan?
God, I was just talking to someone about that. The guys...
What if that bluefin's still biting out there?
Well, if that bluefin's still biting, we're going to do what we did last year. Last year on this trip, what we did is we went out, we fished bluefin for 2 days, put them all in the RSW, went in and offloaded at the processor so everyone had beautiful, fresh RSW fish coming off the boat, and then we went down south. Went down south, fished Wahoo, Dorado, school-sized tuna, and then we located that big fish on the lower banks.
Wow.
And we fished the lower banks for 3.5 days before we went back up, and then we fished our way up. And it was a really enjoyable experience. The year before, we went down to the Hurricane Bank because that was kind of like... That was our gig, and that's what we did. And unfortunately, that place was off that year, and we really didn't catch anything. So that was a lot of traveling to get back up to put ourselves in position to catch something. So we'll see what happens.
All right.
If that bluefin is still holding up even after this little weather front comes through, we're probably going to do that game plan again.
That sounds like a great game plan.
I was telling you guys when I first showed up here, I got off the phone with Captain Sam Moore this morning, and he had a tremendous night bite on Big Yellows last night. It was
nice.
Pretty epic. I was expecting him to come on and be like, we had 35 of them, and they were all nice ones. He's like, we had 150, and we were on the ropes all night. Like,
really?
Wow. They railed
How
them.
Big?
They're all 30 to 50 pounds.
Oh,
no way.
Wow.
Yeah, 150 of those?
150 of those things.
That's awesome.
That's good fishing.
He got out there at 10 o'clock at night. They made two tanks of bait, and then they just started going to work. And anybody that's done that fishing down, out there on those bigger fish at the bank can really appreciate the fact that they caught 150 of them in about. He said it shut off at first light, so making bait, da-da-da-da-da. They probably caught that fish in about 5 hours.
Wow.
They had 30 guys, including
wow.
crew.
That's good. Good fishing.
They had their daily limits in one night, right?
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Well, Captain Bill Cavanaugh, 9:15 on the East Stage. Thank you very much for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Always great to see you. And don't miss that seminar. Bill's always full of knowledge.
Fun. We really appreciate it, buddy. Yes. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks very much for the time. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Bart Hall.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, great to have you here. And, of course, Mike kind of said you're still in the planning stages, which normally you'd be full swing right now. But
well, yes, but, you know, I have a tackle tip. I don't normally have tackle tips, but we're talking to Bill, and Steve was before. And so, you know, I have an artificial spine and artificial hips, and I have two knees that need to be replaced and two shoulders. So for anglers in that condition, here's what you do. When you get that 100-pounder and you know you've got it hooked really well, the way you get it in is you turn to the guy next to you and say, want to catch a big fish?
Hey, Bill, pull on this thing for me.
Try this.
Yeah, we're planning. You know, in 37 other states in the union, we'd be ready to go tomorrow. But we're very special here in California. And yeah. More than that, we have a very special governor. That's why I wear this cute little mask I wear.
Okay.
There's things you can do, you know, and we're trying to do those. The problem is if the venues that we have used in the past, you know, this is our 75th year. This is going to be a big celebration for us. Jenny's over here. She's making a big video and pulling together all kinds of old stuff. We would do the Del Mar Fairgrounds or the Long Beach Convention Center. Well, Long Beach Convention Center is controlled by L.A. County Health. It's very difficult. They're much more conservative. San Diego Health is much better. However, the fairgrounds is controlled by the state.
The state.
So there are issues there. We're looking at different things. One of the alternatives that we have is a possibility of being an Angel Stadium in 1 million square feet outdoors.
Wow.
Oh, no way.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
1 million square. So every booth is separated 10 feet from everybody else, you know, hand sanitizing stations every 100 feet. You got to wear a mask. You know, we've everything that the CDC talks about, we have incorporated into our floor plan. And everybody likes it, except for the governor.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. I may come to you in a couple of weeks and say, hey, we need a letter writing campaign.
Yeah.
We need to get 100,000 anglers here, sending him a note, you know, let him know what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I've been told by some of the health department people that that's what we need to do.
So in what we call uncertain times, we can pretty much count there will be a Fred Hall show in 2021.
Yeah, there's going to be a Fred Hall show. Now, where? It's going to look very different. If we get it in here in San Diego at the fairgrounds, that's going to be 600,000 square feet.
Wow.
But fewer booths. Mm-hmm. Only 350 or 400 booths in that amount of space. Boats as well and all that stuff.
Okay.
Still seminars and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just stay tuned. Yeah.
Stay tuned is the key.
You'll be the first to know.
All right, good. Well, I saw Roy hanging out. Roy? Step up to the mic, Roy. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
What's up, Roy?
Hey.
Hi, Roy.
I know there's a lot of talk about tuna and stuff like that, but I still love fishing the bays and out here and stuff. And
yeah.
Looking at your stuff inside there.
Yeah.
So, do you guys have any of the bladed baits or any of the A-rigs sitting around and stuff like that? I don't want to look around too much.
Yeah, no, we definitely do. We have, you know, skirted lead heads with blade jigs. We have traditional spinner baits. So, yeah, the short answer is yes. If I were going to talk to anybody inside the shop, I would look for Ray, Dallas, or Vince. Those are the guys that probably spend the most amount of time fishing the bay. All of the guys in there fish the bay. That's their specialty. But, yes, underspin bladed lead heads, skirted jigs, lots of bladed options in there for fishing the bay for sure.
And are they on sale?
Everything's on sale. All of those will be buy two, get one free as well.
Buy two, get one free.
You got it.
Okay.
Every lure that we sell, buy two, get one
buy
free.
Buy two, get one. Doesn't matter whether it's plastic or metal.
Anything. Trolling, casting, anything.
Whatever.
Buy two, get one free.
Wow.
Across
fantastic.
The board.
Thanks, Roy, for coming down to Tackle Day.
Thanks,
Kyra from Wildemar. Hi, Kyra. We might need you to Lower it up. Yeah, just hold that. Just hold the mic. Just go ahead and hold it. Yeah, there you go.
Hi. I want to thank you for letting me swim in your, fish in your swimming pools.
All right.
Well, thank you. You know, I did that when I was a boy, too. When I was your age, I got to fish in that same pond.
Me too.
Did you catch a trout?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Kyra.
What is your guys' biggest tuna?
What is your
biggest tuna?
My biggest tuna?
Yeah.
I caught a yellowfin tuna on the Royal Star that was, I think it was like 226, I think it was.
Ooh.
And I have not caught one of those big giant bluefins. It's something like 160, I think. 170 is my biggest there. But what about you, Rockcod?
My biggest bluefin was, we weighed it without the gills and the guts, and it was 306. So we think it was probably around 330 or 340. And then my biggest yellowfin is 265.
There you go. And Bart?
No.
He just hands those up. Now, what about you? What's your biggest tuna? Kyra?
Oh.
Did you catch a big trout at the trout pond, though, at Fred Hall Show? In the swimming pool?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. You having fun here at Tackle Day?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming down, Kyra. Appreciate that very much.
That's cool.
Thanks for coming down.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More questions, more great people in the studio audience. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2403.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon: king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, we're live here at Tackle Day, having a great time, talking fun, talking fishing tackle.
And people are buying. Look at the rod, stack of rods in that guy's hand. Come on. Hey, look who's here. Rick Carr from Gamakatsu. Hey, Rick. Great to see you. And a lot going on there. Yeah, probably good to pull your mask out just for a little bit. And so we've been talking all morning about the great deals on Gamakatsu, right? Are people taking advantage of it?
Already.
Yeah. It's happening. Yeah.
Technically, it still doesn't start for a half hour, but it's all happening already.
Well, they just to let you know, they sent me 30 of the 3,600 size boxes.
Only 30?
Only 30, but okay. That's better than I got last time. Okay. I only had 24. I had some left last time, and so far we only have 10 left. So
You only have 10 left, so you better get on it.
Yeah, get on it.
It's not even 9 o'clock yet.
Right, but once we're out of those, then they still have the opportunity to get in the drawing. We're giving away a $100 retail box.
Yeah, the G7000.
The G7000. It's fully loaded. Fully loaded. It's going to have the rod stand in it. It's going to have the shoulder strap.
Really?
And the jig compartment. So you're looking at well over $100 value. And we're giving four of those away. We're giving one away at 11 o'clock, then on the hour at 12, 1 and 2.
Great.
And that all you have to do is bring your receipt that you bought some Gamakatsu hooks.
And buy two, get one free.
And then, that's a deal. 33% off on Gamakatsu. Come on.
And it's any hook you want.
Oh, it's any hook you want.
You're not going to get the ones, I'll give you this one, right? No, it's the real deal.
So we have that, and then we have, if you sign up for our newsletter right there, we're giving away a Gamakatsu Gator.
Oh, nice.
Right on.
Yeah, so, again, while supplies last.
While supplies last, yeah. So get on it.
Get on it, please get on it. Yeah. And it's pretty easy to do. You text in a number, then they ask you for your email, and then we won't send you a bunch of junk. We're only going to send you what our newsletter
cool
says.
Stuff. Yeah.
And that G7000 box is a cool box. I really like it.
Right. I have sample over there so you can play with it and see it. And it'll
super lightweight.
Super lightweight, but heavy duty handle.
Yeah.
A lot of different configurations inside.
Is it waterproof?
It's water resistant. It's not O-ring seal. But if you look at the way it's made,
something's going to get in there.
But it's neat because the lid is actually hinged both ways. So if you want to open it one way or the other, you can. So if you put it on the boat,
or completely remove it. Yeah,
it's a cool box.
No,
and we've got them on sale for sale in the shop right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you buy one of those, you actually still could get into the drawing
and win another one. Well, that's cool. Well, Rick Carr, Gamakatsu, great people, and take advantage of the great hook opportunities here. Thanks for coming by. I know you're busy over there at the booth. So.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Appreciate your sponsorship, too, on Let's Talk Hookup. Let's go ahead and find out the text option has busy this morning, and we've got a lot of people standing by to want to talk on the step up the mic, too.
Well, this is from Carlos, calling from Los Angeles, normally calling from, now texting from L.A., said, if you had to pick the absolute best deal of the day, which would it be? And I think that Seaguar fluorocarbon has got to be the A number. Buy one, get one free across the board of any style. So the blue, the premier, the pink, the gold, whatever fluoro you want, buy one, get one free. I think that takes the cake.
That Seaguar gold is amazing stuff. It's super strong. It's super thin. It ties knots great. If you haven't tried it, buy one, get one.
Yeah, no doubt. The other thing that I think was a fun one is we kept several reels just for today. A Tranx 500, you basically can't get. That reel just kind of doesn't exist. And we've got a very good relationship with Shimano, and they were nice enough to send us a big box of those things that don't exist anywhere. So, we have Tranx 500, which is a reel that hasn't been available for months. And we have it, and not only do we have them in the shop, but they're also on sale.
Which never happens.
And they come with free Spectra.
Spectra.
So that's probably along those same lines of the best.
And the Shimano guys are here.
You
can go see.
Dial you in.
Yeah, they'll get you all set up there. All right. Hey, is John Otto around? How about Lance from Vista?
Hey, Lance.
Lance is here. Hey, Lance.
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Yeah, glad to be down here. It's a great day.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming down.
So I hope I can hijack two quick questions.
Sure.
The first one, I just want to get your guys' take on gaffes. We've been talking about, not a lot of talk is on gaffes, but, you know, what's your guys' take on having the gaff, like, you know, do you want more of a flexible shaft? Do you want a big hook? Do you want a solid shaft? Do you want the small hook with a big gauge?
I mean, get up toward that mic a little bit.
Not much,
yeah.
We haven't talked a lot about that, but.
I think a lot of it depends on what you're doing, and obviously a gaff, you for the most part, you buy for your boat, but you have to have some idea of what you're going to be doing. A 3-inch gaff hook overwhelmingly is the most common all around because it's enough hook to handle a pretty darn good sized tuna, say in excess of 125 pounds, but also not so big you couldn't gaff a halibut or a yellowtail. If you're targeting a lot of this real big fish, having a 4-inch or even larger gaff hook is very helpful because it takes a much bigger bite of the fish when you are trying to gaff it. As far as the stiffness of the gaff, I think that's probably more a matter of personal preference. You don't want it so flexible that if you're trying to move the thing through the water, the gaff is bowed out. But you know, I think anything appropriate.
The best gaffs in the world are AFCO gaffs.
No doubt.
And you use those aluminum gaffs that they make.
Or the fiberglass.
The fiberglass, either one. Hard to beat them, and they're going to do the job for you.
The other thing I would
say. Are they on sale, by the way?
They are.
Are they?
Okay. Is I think a lot of people make a mistake in buying too short of a gaff.
Yeah.
You know, because you look at, 6 feet, I'm not going to need to reach more than that. You know, a lot of times you're not taking into account the distance that you are away from the boat. You know, a lot of times a 6-foot gaff just gets you into the water and doesn't allow you any reach. So if you're on, you know, if you're fishing tuna, a 6 to an 8-foot gaff with a 3 to 4 inch hook probably be pretty ideal for right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lance. Thanks for coming
down
to Tackle Day. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Let's talk to Cyril. Cyril's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Long time listener, first time caller.
And, hey, thanks
Cyril
for joining us.
A lot of talk about Speedmaster versus Tallahassee. I know it's not the same, but can I land one of those big tunas on a Speedmaster, say 20?
No doubt.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have absolutely no doubt. You know, you are right that they're not the same, but what is the same is the strength in the gearing.
Yes.
A Talica will make that job easier for you. I'm not going to pretend that it
won't. But they're basically the same gears, aren't they?
They are, but there's differences. It's not just, you know, gears isn't the only thing. Rigidity in the frame is a big part of it, things like that. But will a Speedmaster 20 hold up to one of these big 200-pound bluefins? 100% yes is the answer.
You know, I'd love to get a Talica, but I fish the half days a lot, once in a while an overnight or 1.5 days.
I get it.
Yeah,
I always say big fish.
Yeah, it's half the price.
Big fish tackle's the hardest to buy because you spend the most amount of money on it and you use it the least often.
Yeah.
So I get it for sure.
Yeah,
you can get a $300 reel or a $600 reel, and you know you're going to get to go fishing twice as much if you go with the Speedmaster. I think it'd be just fine.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the.
If you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
The flat falls, I know you guys got we have to upgrade the hooks and everything. Can you buy that and have Fisherman's Landing do it?
For sure.
You sell them upgraded.
Yeah,
right?
all things. We sell the jigs, we sell the upgraded hooks, and then we sell ones that have already been redone and upgraded all the time.
There you go. And they're on sale today.
Does that mean buy two, get one free? You got it, yeah.
Even the upgraded ones?
Yep, buy two, get one free on the upgraded ones. If you want to do it yourself, the hooks are buy two, get one free.
Okay.
The jigs themselves are, everything. Everything's on sale.
Wow, all right. You change the rings out and everything?
We do, yeah. We like to swap the rings and the hooks.
Yeah, why not just buy the pre-made ones?
It's the easiest way to
go. Oh, absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hope you get down to Fisherman's Landing today. Take advantage of that. John Otto is here. Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Busy show here.
I got a Fathom at 80, and I filled it with Spectra. I need to know how much should I put a mono on it for a top shot, or should I put just go Spectra?
I think that's totally a matter of personal preference, and both of them will work just fine. Having more mono as a top shot makes it a little easier to cast. It makes it a little easier when you're pulling on the fish. You got a little more stretch. It's easier fishing baits with a bunch of people around you. On the flip side of that, having that reel totally full of Spectra and a real short top shot allows the bait to swim a little better. I think if you do a lot of fishing with a lot of guys on open party trips, having a little bit more mono is an advantage. Just in, you won't end up entangled. angles. It's easier to cast. It's easier to deal with. I would probably go that route. And if you do a lot of fishing on your own boat, or you're fishing, you know, in a slightly more advanced scenario, then a real short top shot can provide you better bites, but it's a little harder to deal with.
Okay, thank you.
All right, John, thanks for coming down. I see Eddie Means over there. Eddie, you ready, Eddie? Eddie is ready. He's a step up to the mic, Eddie, and thanks for coming down to Tackle Day.
What's up, Eddie?
Oh, gosh, I was just showing off my fish to my friends over there.
Yeah, how big was that fish?
242.
242, right. That was gilled and gutted, right?
No, gilled and gutted, it was 212.
212, all right, so it's 242.
Added 30 pounds for the guts.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for the trip.
Yeah.
It was, what a blessing.
The Shogun 6-day. Yeah. Well, it's Renee, man. Renee's the man.
Renee, are we going to go bluefin fishing next year or Guadalupe?
Well, let's hope so. Well, either way. Hey, you can't lose either way, Eddie.
No.
That's for
sure.
No.
If that bluefin hangs around, if we get back Guadalupe next year, I mean, then the decision becomes very difficult, right?
Exactly.
Which one? Okay, which one? Let me ask you. Which one would you rather? Would you rather go fish that fish at Guadalupe, or would you rather go back out there and catch those bluefin on the bank?
That's a toss-up, but I would like to catch another big bluefin.
Okay.
And I'm thinking next year they're going to be bigger.
Yeah. Me, I'd rather go back to Guadalupe myself. Yeah, I would definitely
hey,
like to.
I got one tip.
That was Renee sneaking by.
Oh, that was Renee.
That's the only, that's the only reason I said that. We're talking about how great the Shogun was, and
Renee
just went sneaking by.
When I went out to drop my flat fall down after supper, I decided to use a light one because there wasn't any current, and it just fluttered down. And I got down about 200 feet, and it just got picked up.
How light?
200 gram.
A 200 gram?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what you caught your big one on?
Yes.
Wow.
That was a heck of a fish,
Eddie. All right. Well, congratulations, Eddie.
Thanks again.
Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day.
One thing I want to mention before we run short on time, that the only thing I don't think we talked about was our big raffle that we have going on today.
Yes, yeah, let's talk about
and
that.
And we spend a ton of time and have a ton of really good friends with the Indian within our industry, and this, I think, will be the biggest one we've ever done.
Really?
So
I see Dallas back there, Mrs. Maxa, stacking up because we're in the raffle booth here.
This is where the
Once
raffle
the
will be.
Once the show's done, the raffle's going to be in here, and there's a lot of goods there.
We have thousands of dollars worth of
stuff.
So Doug, the only requirement that Doug has for all of the vendors that are out here to participate is that they bring us a raffle prize. So all of the CalStars and Seeker and Shimano and all those people that are here, they all provide an item to the raffle, and then we just go crazy getting every gift certificate we can. There's live bait scoop certificates. Some of the more major prizes that I definitely want to mention, a $300 gift certificate to Royal Police, a $300 gift certificate to the Shogun, a complete day and a half trip going on the Searcher. I mean, there are some there's some very serious prizes that we have, and we're just really proud of it.
Rods
I mean, it's everything. It's rods, it's two speeds, it's high-end sunglasses, it's tons of clothing, all the long-range boats participate, so it's really big. And the best part, again, when we're all said and done, we cut a big check with the money to Friends of Rollo.
So that's pretty
same
cool.
deal. Your money's just going to a great cause.
And how much a raffle?
It's a slight sighting sale. They're $1 a piece. You get six of them for $5, and you get 25 for $20.
So 25 for $20.
Yeah, it's a really cool deal. You're going to win some great stuff. And
do you have to be present to win?
You do, yeah.
Okay.
And so we will do,
so how often
several rounds. We do basically a round of raffles after each one of the seminars. So, you know, I think at our first raffle will happen at like 10:15, the next one at 1:15, and then the big one at like 2:45.
Okay, all right. So, but you know, if you're buying the tickets,
you have to be present
plan
to win,
on hanging out.
And if you're not going to hang out, then give them to somebody and let them win a cool prize.
Yes, there you go. All right. Hey, text the show question here. What color Max Quattro is recommended? Like green, but maybe I should use a clear during certain situation. That's a good question.
Yeah.
You don't want to use green.
I don't think so either.
No, because green disappears at night.
Yeah.
And it's very, very difficult to see.
You nailed it. With what's going on right now, with so much of this big fish being caught in the dark, you just want white. White green is
Yellow myself. I don't know.
I'm a white guy.
Yeah, yellow, I know. White is good.
The guy with yellow is the guy that's always in the tangle.
Yeah, it's just... that's the only problem with that. That's the only problem with it.
It's always the yellow guy.
When you're in the tangle, it's always that.
Always the yellow guy.
Well,
it's the guy that's in the tangle.
So if you're in white, then you can blend in with everybody else.
There you go,
buddy. No, that's smart. Yeah. So white would be the call.
Yeah, use white.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Do we have a quick one? Dan in El Cajon around? There he is right there.
What's up, Dan?
Dan, good to see you.
Great event out here. A way to dial it up. You guys have it in with the guy upstairs, blue skies, sunshine.
Yeah, we'll take it, buddy.
How are you doing, Rick, with your arm?
Hands are good. Yeah, we're working on it. Still a little ways to go. Right hand is really, really good. Left still playing a little bit of catch-up, but doctors are very happy with everything and are still expecting 100% recovery. But, yeah, back to work and fishing, and life is good, man.
That's good. It's good to see that no cast. It's good
I agree.
And what's your favorite or what's your best hook you like for the bluefin?
I like those Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks, and depending on the size of fish, anything up to, say, about 100 pounds or so is usually my buffer. I like the standard wire Nautilus, and I like to fish that standard wire Nautilus a lot because it's a thinner wire than most hooks. And I think the bait swims a lot better with it. If I think that the fish is going to be on the plus side of like 125 pounds, I like that Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. 20 to 30 is my favorite size.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that HD is quite a hook because it's kind of in between.
You got it.
It's not too heavy. It's not too light.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about the regular Nautilus. I think that the regular standard Nautilus is a much heavier duty hook than most people's light wire.
Yeah.
I really like it. I like those hooks a lot.
Janice, you're next up. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day. Appreciate everybody's patience for hanging out with us here.
Good morning. Hopefully everybody comes down because it's nice and sunny here.
Yeah. Right now it is.
I was, with all the talk of bluefin, what would be a good setup, a rod and reel, for just the average bluefin that, you know, most people would...
Like 40 pounds?
Yeah, the 40, maybe into the 60 at the high end.
So what are you going to sell Janice today at Tackle Day on sale, by the way?
Yep, I would say, depending on budget, I like a Shimano 12 to 16 sized reel. I think I would do a 12. Your hands are a little smaller being a lady. It's going to fit in your hands a lot better, but still have the power.
So either the Speedmaster or
the Talica.
Or the Talica.
Yeah, depending on where budget's at and where comfortability's at. The Speedmaster you're going to get into for the low $200 range, and it's going to include Spectra. The Talica is going to be in the higher $400 range. Those would be the sale prices. And that's going to provide you a lot of power, make it very easy to turn the handle if and when you do hook a big fish. That'd be the route I would go. As far as a rod, I would do like a 7-foot rod, relatively fast tapered rod that'd be, you know, call it rated 30 to 80 or 40 to 100, something in that kind of that zone there.
And then what kind of line would you put on it?
I would do 65-pound Spectra, and I would do a top shot of 50 to 60-pound fluorocarbon.
Okay. Would you use a ring hook or not a ring hook?
I like ring hooks. I'm a ring hook guy. I just don't think that the cost is much extra, and I know that it doesn't hurt anything, so I'm one of those, man, if the benefit that it provides you is minuscule, why not? There's so little extra money there that I'm a ring hook guy.
Good, thank you.
All right. Thanks Janice, for coming down.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got a brand new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Hopebridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season, May through September. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable, covered, heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, also crabbing. And we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out online, qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, a summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of those Maui Jim sunglasses is John in Los Alamitos. John, congratulations. You're
going to
love a new pair of Maui Jims.
Congratulations, John. And he gets that in one of my favorite pairs of
Maui
Jims.
That's an awesome local
kind. Local kind.
Yep.
Love it. And, of course, Rick, Tackle Day, Fisher Planning going on till?
Till 3 o'clock. Come down.
Well, actually, Doug said it's going to be going on till?
Well, Tackle Day is until 3 o'clock.
Okay.
The deals will be until the store ends today on the inside of the shop, which is at 6 o'clock.
At 6
so, yeah,
o'clock. Okay.
You are right. You can come down and still snag those deals on reels
if you're
and jigs and line.
Or something like
yeah,
that. Okay.
All the way up until 6 o'clock. The outside booth.
And don't ask.
Be
don't come tomorrow and ask because it's not going to happen.
One-day
yeah,
deal.
One day only. And so it's going to be right here at Fisherman's Landing. The seminars start at 9:15 in about 15 minutes. The raffle starts at 9 o'clock as soon as we get our equipment out of here.
Yeah, the raffle ticket selling, and then the first round of raffles will be at 10:15.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all preceding the seminars.
All right. Well, and, of course, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. And Bart, thank you very much for coming down. Thanks to all the people. Thanks to all the people that came down here. Thanks to Bill Lippis, our extraordinary engineer, for coming down. Tommy P. and Gary White for all their help. And, of course, all our fantastic listeners. Thank you very much for being a part of the show here. And even Steve Carson. Thank you very much for him, too. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning. We'll be back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double and Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. That is going to be a great show tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.